From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the edible thistle from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. Edible thistles are one of those curiously ambivalent plants with lovely large heads of pink to purple flowers, but all those spines on the leaves and flower heads encourage caution. There are two introduced thistles in our area, Canadian and bull thistle. Both grow in dense thickets and both are considered noxious weeds. There are also two native thistles, edible and short-styled thistles, which do not grow in dense thickets and which have non-spiny stems. There may occasionally be clusters of plants, but never the tall, dense patches of the other species. Thistles flower midsummer and set seed in late summer to early fall, when American goldfinches and other seed-eating birds enjoy the tiny plumed seeds. They grow abundantly in moist soils at low elevations and are particularly happy in the marshes around Willapa Bay. All thistles have a tiny disc of flesh under the flowers that is tasty and edible, like a dime-sized artichoke heart. But it's a lot of work to peel off the bracts and the flowers to reach that disc. They also have edible stems and roots when peeled of spines and cooked. North American tribes used many thistles for medicine, particularly for a general tonic or life medicine. Thistle roots and stem pieces are also widely used as good luck charms. Thistles are also the national flower of Scotland. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.